is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer at 6:04. The people injured by gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade have now learned how much money they will each receive from the KC Strong Fund. 20 of the injured people will get between $22,000 and $100,000. Chris Rawson is president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. He says the money is unrestricted, so it can be spent on medical bills or anything else.
And so giving unrestricted funding directly to those verified gunshot victims allows them to make the decisions that are right for them and their family and their path forward.
In all, the United Way raised about $2 million. The victims got $1.2 million. The remaining amount of money will go to 14 community organizations. The state of Kansas is making a play to lure the Chiefs and the Royals to move from Missouri to Kansas. And now, Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he expects his state to put together a plan by the end of the year to try and keep the teams in Missouri. Parson spoke yesterday and said Missouri's plan likely would require legislative approval, but he doesn't anticipate calling lawmakers into a special session before his term ends in January. Missouri is seeking to counter the state of Kansas, which approved a plan last week to entice the teams to move across the state line, with plans to finance most of the cost of new stadiums. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states, including Kansas, since the first outbreak earlier this year. But testing for the virus is largely voluntary and varies state by state. Iowa has taken a more proactive approach. The state announced earlier this month that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. Scott Polk is an extension veterinarian in Missouri. Although that state hasn't had any affected dairy herds, he says he can understand why Iowa, a big poultry state, would want more bird flu testing.
I can see their concern. And when you look at the fact that, yes, this causes some trouble with cows, but in general, you don't have death in the cows where it can just wipe out a poultry farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires dairy herds to be tested if they are being transported across state lines. The USDA also has a voluntary testing program, which producers in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico are now enrolled in. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Royals got the best of the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. A heat advisory will take effect for Manhattan and Emporia at 1 o'clock today. It'll last until 7 o'clock this evening. That heat advisory covers Dickinson, Coffey, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Waubunsee, Clay, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Meanwhile, a flood warning continues for the Missouri River at Atchison until July 5th. For today, a 70% chance of showers and storms, mainly this morning, and then later today, mostly sunny, a high of 93 degrees. It's 70 degrees here at KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Somewhere they've got your back.
6:19 on this Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. Later this morning on KPR One, we have an amazing performance from Wednesday night's Sunflower Music Festival. Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto was part of that performance Wednesday night. We'll hear a recording of it this morning. Also, we'll be celebrating your contributions to KPR with a champagne polka, the Wine, Women, and Song Waltzes, and we'll even share a Heineken together. Cordelia Brown has the classics, which will include Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring this morning. That's all from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org.
Here's what's happening with the weather. A heat advisory will take effect in Manhattan and Emporia at 1 o'clock today. It'll last until 7 o'clock tonight. That heat advisory applies to Dickinson, Coffee, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Waubonsie, Clay, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Meanwhile, a flood warning continues to plague the Missouri River, particularly at Atchison. That flood warning in effect until July 5th. And more rain could be coming. 70% chance of showers and storms across eastern Kansas, mainly during these morning hours. Skies will start to clear up this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 93. Later tonight, a 70% chance of rain, heavy rainfall possible, especially during the evening hours tonight. Tomorrow morning, slight chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms. Otherwise, Saturday, mostly sunny and hot, high of 85 degrees. It's cloudy and 70 at KU.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
5843-TREE.
70% chance of rain and thunderstorms, mainly during the morning hours today. By this afternoon, mostly sunny, a high of 93, and a heat advisory will take effect for Manhattan and Emporia at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Live from the NPR News.
Sort of assistance.
That's Sheila Brummer reporting. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. The Kansas Attorney General's Office says a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court against the Purdue Pharmaceutical bankruptcy agreement will not affect the state's opioid settlement funds. Kylie Cameron reports.
The state is expected to receive $340 million over the next 18 years. The money is part of a national legal settlement against prescription opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. The Attorney General's office is continuing to review what the ruling means for Kansans. But Assistant Attorney General Chris Teeter says the office is doing what it can to hold Purdue Pharma and the family who owned it accountable for the opioid crisis.
We're not done here yet. And so there's still more work to do to try to get to a resolution that is acceptable to the state of Kansas.
Now that the courts have ruled against the agreement, it will have to be renegotiated, which will likely take many years. Kansas could have seen some additional money from the settlement. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states, including Kansas, ever since the first outbreak earlier this year. But unless cows are going to be moved across state borders, testing for the bird virus is largely voluntary. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports Iowa is taking a different approach.
Shortly after the bird flu was detected late this spring in northwest Iowa, the state announced that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. The virus can spread from dairy cows to poultry and vice versa. Yuko Sato, an Iowa State Extension poultry specialist, said during a recent webinar that testing is key.
We don't know how to do anything about control or prevention or eradication until we start with diagnosis.
The USDA has a voluntary testing program of dairy cattle. Producers from Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico have enrolled. Federal regulations only require testing for dairy cattle moving across state lines. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
A new law taking effect July 1st in Kansas will require age verification to access adult websites.
The rule applies to sites hosting material that the law calls harmful to minors, including porn. In July, visitors of certain pages might see pop-ups asking them to upload information proving they're 18 or older. State Representative Ken Collins is one of the only Republican lawmakers who voted against the law. He says it should have defined harmful content more specifically.
Someone would say it's inappropriate just because they don't like it. You know, I mean, there are things that I don't like that I don't necessarily believe need to be banned.
Supporters say it's a necessary step to protect kids from the unfiltered online world. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio on this Friday morning, June 28th. I'm Jay Schaefer. Well, the Biden administration wants Americans to consider manufactured housing as an affordable option when they are looking for a home. Officials say new models have come a long way from the so-called trailers and mobile homes of the past, and they are within the reach of most budgets.
They are high quality and durable homes and becoming more and more energy efficient. They will really surprise you.
Coming up next, are these new manufactured homes an affordable option and a way to expand the tight housing market? And are they safe? Take a look at these issues straight ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
On this week's Live at Green Lady Lounge, we're going to visit...
It's Kansas Public Radio on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. That doesn't even make sense. This is KPR on Kansas Public Radio. Let's try that again. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The Biden administration wants the nation's house hunters to give manufactured homes a try because they are more affordable. Meanwhile, officials are close to updating construction codes to make the homes more climate resistant. But as Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom reports, some housing experts say the new homes still are not safe enough during extreme weather.
In early June, a new neighborhood appeared, seemingly overnight, on the National Mall in Washington. It was a temporary display of modern manufactured homes and part of the Housing and Urban Development Innovative Design Showcase. Here's Teresa Baker Payne in an interview with the Midwest Newsroom before the showcase. She leads HUD's manufactured housing program.
I encourage everybody, go see what these homes look like.
On the outside, many manufactured homes look like houses in any new subdivision. On the inside, you'll find features like granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. You'll also find energy-efficient heating and cooling systems to reduce the home's carbon footprint.
They are high-quality and durable homes and becoming more and more energy efficient.
With contributor Colson Thayer, I'm Holly Edgel for the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaborative effort between NPR and public radio stations based in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including The Temptations, Straight No Chaser, and The Simon and Garfunkel Story. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Welcome to your Friday morning. It is June 28th, and here's how the weather is taking shape today. A 70% chance for rain, maybe some thunderstorms. Most of this precipitation is expected during the morning hours. And then we'll have a good chunk of the day where it's just sunny and hot. High of 93 expected. Later tonight, a 70% chance for showers and storms again, and heavy rainfall is a possibility during the evening hours. Tomorrow morning, a slight chance for rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot on Saturday, a high of 85. A heat advisory will take effect for a portion of our listening area at 1 o'clock today. Heat advisory taking effect for the Manhattan and Emporia areas. It'll be in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. And a flood warning continues for the Missouri River at Atchison until July 5th. Here in Lawrence, it's cloudy and 70. Topeka expecting a light shower, 70 degrees there. And in Emporia, light rain expected, 71 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Fadel. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by BJ Lederman. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Rise and shine and listen to the news here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is listener-supported. More than 84% of our funding comes from listeners like you. and from area businesses that underwrite our programs. From the University of Kansas, this is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. We're also online at kansaspublicradio.org. Showers and thunderstorms, a good bet today and tonight, and in between, a mostly sunny sky, hot weather with a high of 93. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. In a presidential campaign where...
This is NPR.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. There's a good chance for rain and storms across eastern Kansas this morning and again tonight. In between the morning and evening hours, sunny skies and hot weather are expected. A heat advisory will take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon for the Manhattan and Emporia areas, and a flood warning continues for the Missouri River until July 5th. The mother of a 15-year-old girl who was hit by gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade says she's grateful for the money she's getting from the KC Strong Fund. Erica Nelson's family was one of the 20 recipients who received between $22,000 and $1,000 payouts yesterday from the United Way of Greater Kansas City. But Nelson says she's still worried about her daughter, who is struggling both physically and emotionally.
I don't care how much money it is. It could be $1 million. It could be $1 billion. It's never going to change what my daughter goes through in every day.
The United Way launched the KC Strong Fund the day after the February 14th shootings at Union Station. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states, including Kansas, since the first outbreak earlier this year. But the testing for the virus is largely voluntary, and it varies by state to state. Iowa has taken a more proactive approach. The state of Iowa announced early in June that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. Scott Polk is an extension veterinarian in Missouri. Although that state hasn't been affected by bird flu in its dairy herds, he says he can certainly understand why Iowa, a big poultry state, would want more bird flu testing.
I can see their concern. And when you look at the fact that, yes, this causes some trouble with cows, but in general, you don't have death in the cows where it can just wipe out a poultry farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires dairy herds to be tested if they're being transported across state lines. The USDA also has a voluntary testing program which producers in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico are currently enrolled in. A new law takes effect July 1st in Kansas. It will require age verification to access adult websites.
The rule applies to sites hosting material that the law calls harmful to minors, including porn. In July, visitors of certain pages might see pop-ups asking them to upload information proving they're 18 or older. State Representative Ken Collins is one of the only Republican lawmakers who voted against the law. He says it should have defined harmful content more specifically.
Someone would say it's inappropriate just because they don't like it. You know, I mean, there are things that I don't like that I don't necessarily believe need to be banned.
Supporters say it's a necessary step to protect kids from the unfiltered online world. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Royals beat the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 yesterday. Kansas City is eight games behind Cleveland. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Faldin. Good morning. The current and four...
And your gift will be matched.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Biden administration wants Americans to consider manufactured homes as an affordable option when they are looking for a home. Officials say new models have come a long way from the so-called trailers and mobile homes of the past, and these new manufactured homes are within the reach of most budgets.
They are high quality and durable homes and becoming more and more energy efficient. They will really surprise you.
More on this story coming up later this hour on Morning Edition. Are these new manufactured homes an affordable option, a way to expand the tight housing market, and more importantly, are they safe? We'll take a closer look at 7:45.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
A wet weather forecast for eastern Kansas. 70% chance of showers and storms during these morning hours. For a good chunk of the day, we will have a mostly sunny sky and it will be hot, a high of 93 expected. And a heat advisory will take effect at 1 o'clock for the Manhattan and Emporia areas. Tonight, another round of showers and thunderstorms possible. Heavy rainfall is possible during the evening hours. So for today, a 70% chance of rain and storms. For tonight, a 70% chance. Tomorrow morning, a slight chance of rain and storms as well. Otherwise, just sunny and hot when it's not raining. A high of 93 today. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, it's cloudy and 71. Topeka expecting a shower, 71 degrees in the capital city. Manhattan, 73. Chanute expecting light rain in the next hour, 72 degrees in Chanute. And Emporia expecting rain, 72 degrees there. Serving you since 1952 with news, information, weather, entertainment, and music. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm considered from NPR News.
That report and a whole lot more available to you on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your local host with regional headlines. She'll also be keeping an eye on the weather for you. That's ATC, beginning at 3 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden and former President Donald Trump squared off last night in the first debate of the 2024 election. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports Biden's performance has raised some concerns among top Democrats.
The campaign says that he had a cold. It was clear from the beginning that he was hoarse. He sounded weak. And the worst part of that is it plays into his biggest vulnerability, which is his age and whether or not he's up to the job. He wasn't able to parry the attacks from former President Trump the way that he would want to. He wasn't able to deliver.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. Voters are heading to the polls across Iran today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports they're deciding on a replacement for President Ebrahim Raisi, who died in a plane crash last month.
The top candidates probably are Saeed Jalili and Mohammed Bakar Khalibaf. Khalibaf's name surfaced early on. He's Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, strong government and military ties. He has run without success before. Jalili, a former Iranian nuclear negotiator, known even among conservatives for his strong anti-Western views. Former Interior Minister Mustafa Pour Mohammadi is also running.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon, who's been following the race from Istanbul. This is NPR News in Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Attorney General's office says a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court against the Purdue Pharmaceutical Bankruptcy Agreement will not affect opioid settlement funds here in Kansas. Kylie Cameron reports.
The state is expected to receive $340 million over the next 18 years. The money is part of a national legal settlement against prescription opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. The Attorney General's office is continuing to review what the ruling means for Kansans. But Assistant Attorney General Chris Teeter says the office is doing what it can to hold Purdue Pharma and the family who owned it accountable for the opioid crisis.
We're not done here yet. And so there's still more work to do to try to get to a resolution that is acceptable to the state of Kansas.
Now that the courts have ruled against the agreement, it will have to be renegotiated, which will likely take many years. Kansas could have seen some additional money from the settlement. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is making a play to lure the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to move from Missouri to the Sunflower State. And now, Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says he expects his state to put together a plan by the end of the year to try to keep those teams in Missouri. Parsons spoke yesterday and said Missouri's plan likely would require legislative approval, but he doesn't anticipate calling lawmakers into a special session before his term ends in January. Missouri is seeking to counter the state of Kansas, which has approved a plan to entice the teams across the state line with promises of helping to finance most of the cost of new stadiums. The competition will be fierce among the women competing in the U.S. Olympic trials for gymnastics, which begin later tonight. Those trials include Overland Park native Leanne Wong. Greg Eklund has more.
It's an unusual route for Wong to the trials. Some elite gymnasts have been training for the trials since January, but Wong chose to balance her college competition at the University of Florida with elite training. Wong says she's glad she chose that path.
That was a big challenge of balancing both elite and college gymnastics, but I always find things to learn during the college season that I can incorporate to elite.
Wong is a four-time world medalist. She qualified to be on the USA team that competed 3 years ago in the Tokyo Olympics, but Wong ended up not competing because she was quarantined after close contact with a teammate who tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Guardians 2-1. Kansas City is 8 games behind Cleveland, but can make up some ground during this 4-game series. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from
White Concert Hall on the Washburn Campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Tough to afford a home right now. The Biden administration wants Americans to consider manufactured housing as an affordable option when they're looking for a home. Officials say new models have come a long way from the so-called trailers and mobile homes of the past, and they are within reach of most people's budgets.
They are high quality and durable homes and becoming more and more energy efficient. They will really surprise you.
But are these new manufactured homes an affordable option? A way to expand the tight housing market, and are they safe? We'll take a closer look coming up next on Morning Edition.
A group of generous members has put together a $25,000 challenge that will be met when you make a pledge right now. Help us meet this match at kansaspublicradio.org. Your support will keep KPR on the air. Thank you for your support.
Cloudy and rainy weather for eastern Kansas. We will have a mostly sunny sky later today, a high of 93.
You hear that? It's a musical picture of Havana late at night, played by the Perez Prado Orchestra. We'll hear it on this week's Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour. Help us keep the station on the air by becoming a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Give today and your gift will be matched.
Here's the bottom line with the weather for today. 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms during the morning hours. Then we'll have a break with a mostly sunny sky, high temperatures around 93. And then this evening, another round of showers and thunderstorms is expected with heavy rainfall possible during the evening hours. A heat advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock for Manhattan and Emporia. Right now in Lawrence, we're expecting a light rain shower. It's cloudy and 71 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. The Biden administration wants the nation's house hunters to give manufactured homes a try because they are more affordable. Meanwhile, officials are close to updating construction codes to make the homes more climate-resistant. But as Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom reports, some housing experts say the new homes are still not safe enough during extreme weather.
In early June, a new neighborhood appeared, seemingly overnight, on the National Mall in Washington. It was a temporary display of modern manufactured homes and part of the Housing and Urban Development Innovative Design Showcase. Here's Teresa Baker Payne in an interview with the Midwest Newsroom before the showcase. She leads HUD's manufactured housing program.
I encourage everybody, go see what these homes look like.
Here, I'm Holly Edgel for the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration between NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. You'll find this story on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support will keep KPR on the air. Thank you for your support.
Indeed, thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. Earlier this week, we launched what we're calling a silent drive. It's not so silent, but we are encouraging you to make contributions right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It'll be matched.
Market players process.
There you are again, listening to Kansas Public Radio. And we're so glad to have you here on this Friday morning, June 28th. A summary of news headlines is next on Morning Edition. And here's what the weather is trying to do to us. Showers and thunderstorms expected this morning across most of eastern Kansas. About a 70% chance. Later tonight, we have a 70% chance for another round of showers and storms, and heavy rainfall is possible this evening. In between the rain this morning and tonight, we'll have mostly sunny skies and hot weather, high of 93. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute.
Good morning. Last night's presidential debate was
intent in Iran over restrictions to political and social freedoms. This is NPR.
Good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. There's a good chance for rain and storms across eastern Kansas this morning. And again tonight, in between the morning and evening hours, sunny skies and hot weather are expected. In fact, a heat advisory will take effect this afternoon for the Manhattan and Emporia areas. It will last from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. The mother of a 15-year-old girl who was hit by gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade says she's grateful for the money she's now getting from the KC Strong Fund. Erica Nelson's family was one of the 20 recipients who received anywhere between $22,000 and $100,000 payouts from the United Way of Greater Kansas City. But Nelson says she's still worried about her daughter, who's struggling both physically and emotionally.
I don't care how much money it is. It could be $1 million. It could be $1 billion. It's never going to change what my daughter goes through in every day.
The United Way launched the KC Strong campaign the day after the February 14th shootings at Union Station. The Veterans Administration is celebrating the expansion of its Wichita Regional Benefits Office. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he wants the new facility to prevent veterans from waiting for months or years to receive benefits.
This center
is designed to make certain that that process works better, works more quickly, helps us retain and recruit employees who do that work.
Earlier this year, Congress expanded VA benefits to veterans exposed to toxic substances during their service. Since then, the Benefits Office has added more staff to process an increase in claims. A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court against the Purdue Pharmaceutical bankruptcy settlement will not affect opioid settlement funds here in Kansas. That's according to the Attorney General's office, which says the state expects to receive $340 million over the next 18 years. The bankruptcy case before the Supreme Court would have granted immunity to the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharmaceuticals, and protect the family from further litigation in exchange for billions of dollars. The competition will be fierce among the women competing in the U.S. Olympic trials for gymnastics, which begin later tonight. Those trials include Overland Park native Leanne Wong. Greg Eklund has more.
It's an unusual route for Wong to the trials. Some elite gymnasts have been training for the trials since January, but Wong chose to balance her college competition at the University of Florida with elite training. Wong says she's glad she chose that path.
That was a big challenge of balancing both elite and college gymnastics, but I always find things to learn during the college season that I can incorporate to elite.
Wong is a four-time world medalist. She qualified to be on the USA team that competed 3 years ago in the Tokyo Olympics, but Wong ended up not competing because she was quarantined after close contact with a teammate who tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Greg Eklund.
In baseball, the Royals beat the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 yesterday. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday morning, June 28th. In about 10 minutes, we'll have an update of news headlines. Straight ahead, though, a look at the wet weather.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer.
So a heat advisory will take effect for a portion of our listening area, affecting Manhattan and Emporia at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It'll be in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. In total, the heat advisory applies to Dickinson County, Coffee, Geary, Riley, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Waubonsie, Clay, and Ottawa. Meanwhile, a flood warning continues for the Missouri River, affecting Atchison. That flood warning will run through July 5th. For today, 70% chance for rain and thunderstorms, mainly during these morning hours. And then we'll have a mostly sunny sky, a high of 93 degrees this afternoon, and that is what has prompted the heat advisory for Manhattan and Emporia, taking effect at 1 p.m. So we'll have a break from the rain after the morning hours, but then this evening and tonight, another round of showers and storms expected, about a 70% chance tonight. And the Weather Service says we could get some heavy rainfall, locally heavy rainfall, during the evening hours.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
They're Jewish State. I'm Scott Detrow. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, June 25th through 30th in Lawrence, Kansas. All access passes now on sale, including admission to all film screenings, events, and receptions. Available at freestatefestival.org.
Rainy and potentially stormy weather for the morning hours. And a 70% chance for showers and storms later tonight, with heavy rainfall possible during the evening hours. In between the rain and storms, mostly sunny and hot, with a high of 93.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election is in the books. President Biden faced off, Slavin reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 10 points, the Nasdaq up 14. This is NPR News in Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Kansas Attorney General's Office says a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court against the Purdue Pharmaceutical Bankruptcy Agreement will not affect the state's opioid settlement funds. Kylie Cameron reports.
The state is expected to receive $340 million over the next 18 years. The money is part of a national legal settlement against prescription opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. The Attorney General's office is continuing to review what the ruling means for Kansans. But Assistant Attorney General Chris Teeter says the office is doing what it can to hold Purdue Pharma and the family who owned it accountable for the opioid crisis.
We're not done here yet. And so there's still more work to do to try to get to a resolution that is acceptable to the state of Kansas.
Now that the courts have ruled against the agreement, it will have to be renegotiated, which will likely take many years. Kansas could have seen some additional money from the settlement. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is making a play to lure the Chiefs and the Royals to move from Missouri to the Sunflower State. And now Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he expects his state to put up a fight and put together a plan by the end of the year to try and keep those teams in Missouri. Missouri is trying to come up with a way to counter the state of Kansas, which approved a plan last week to entice the teams across the state line with plans to finance most of the cost of new stadiums. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states, including Kansas, ever since the first outbreak earlier this year. But testing for the virus is largely voluntary, and it varies state by state. Iowa has taken a more proactive approach. The state announced earlier this month that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. Scott Polk is an extension veterinarian in Missouri, and although that state hasn't had any affected dairy herds, he says he can understand why Iowa, which is a big poultry state, would want to do more bird flu testing.
I can see their concern. And when you look at the fact that, yes, this causes some trouble with cows, but in general, you don't have death in the cows where it can just wipe out a poultry farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires dairy herds to be tested if they're being transported across state lines. The USDA also has a voluntary testing program. Producers in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico are already enrolled in that voluntary testing plan. In sports, the Kansas City Royals got the best of the Cleveland Guardians, 2-1 the final in Kansas City. The Royals are 8 games back. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Phone, your computer, your smart speaker, or on the radio. This is NPR News.
And this is your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Tough to afford a home right now. The Biden administration wants Americans to consider manufactured housing as an affordable option when they're looking for a home. Now, officials say these new models have come a very long way from the so-called trailers and mobile homes of years gone by, and these new manufactured homes are within the reach of most budgets.
They are high quality and durable homes and becoming more and more energy efficient. They will really surprise you.
Questions remain, however, about new manufactured homes. Are they really an affordable option and a way to expand the tight housing market? And are they safe? We'll take a closer look coming up.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
So here's what's happening with the weather. Showers and thunderstorms are rolling across eastern Kansas this morning. They will give way to sunny skies and high temperatures, a high of 93 possible today. And then this evening, a 70% chance for another round of showers and storms.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Adam Felber was a little skeptical of the Surgeon General putting a warning label on social media.
It doesn't help that I learned about this warning on Twitter.
And Peter Sagal, be aware that listening to this week's show live from the Mann Theater in Philadelphia with jazz master Christian McBride may cause light chuckling in public. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You'll hear it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Layla Falk.
It's KPR, I'm Jay Schaefer. Bird flu has affected dairy cows in a dozen states, including Kansas, ever since the first outbreak earlier this year. But unless cows are going to be moved across state borders, testing for the virus is largely voluntary. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that Iowa is taking a different approach.
Shortly after the bird flu was detected late this spring in northwest Iowa, the state announced that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. The virus can spread from dairy cows to poultry and vice versa. Yuko Sato, an Iowa State Extension poultry specialist, said during a recent webinar that testing is key.
We don't know how to do anything about control or prevention or eradication until we start with diagnosis.
The USDA has a voluntary testing program of dairy cattle. Producers from Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico have enrolled. Federal regulations only require testing for dairy cattle moving across state lines. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. The Biden administration wants the nation's house hunters to give manufactured homes a try because they're more affordable. Meanwhile, officials are close to updating construction codes to make the homes more climate resilient. But as Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom reports, some housing experts say the new homes still are not safe enough during extreme weather.
In early June, a new neighborhood appeared. Does that leave homeowners like Murphy, who still lives in a 1970s mobile home? The city of Dubuque has applied for a HUD grant that would turn Terrace Heights into a community trust and pay to repair and retrofit the village.
I mean, I'm thrilled about learning this.
Dubuque will learn if it gets its HUD grant later this year. With contributor Colson Thayer, I'm Holly Edgel for the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaborative effort between NPR and public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Do you enjoy the news, music, and enlightening talk on KPR? Help us keep the station on the air by becoming a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Give today and your gift will be matched.
Stick around for the classics with your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, coming up from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K25 8BT in Manhattan. Find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you enjoy the news, music, and enlightening talk on KPR? Help us keep the station on the air by becoming a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Give today and your gift will be matched.
Still matching gifts here at KPR as we try to successfully end our fiscal year. We've flat out run out of money. But with your help and the help of other generous KPR listeners, we can bridge the gap as we try to close out our fiscal year on a solid financial footing. Help out by contributing now at kansaspublicradio.org so we can be here tomorrow to bring you the news. Right now, though, time for music. Our classical friend Cordelia will bring us an amazing performance from Wednesday night's Sunflower Music Festival. That's coming up. Stay with us.